Almost 30 years have passed since the U.S. Supreme Court laid down new rules to fight racial discrimination in jury selection, but it's never stopped being a problem, and the issue was in front of justices again today. The case centers on a black man sentenced to death by 12 white jurors for murdering an elderly white woman. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Jury selection, in the end, boils down to how the prosecution and defense lawyers use their so-called peremptory strikes. These are the set number of prospective jurors that can be eliminated by each side without any stated reason. In 1986, the Supreme Court sought to get rid of race as the unspoken motive for these strikes. In a case called Batson v. Kentucky, the court said that if the defense can show a pattern of racial exclusion in the prosecution's strikes, the prosecutor will have to justify each one with a non-racial reason. A year later, when Timothy Foster was prosecuted for murder in Georgia, the prosecutor used 4 of his 9 peremptory strikes to eliminate all of the qualified prospective jurors who were black, and Foster was sentenced to death by an all-white jury. The defense cried foul, but the trial judge and every appellate court after that accepted the prosecution's alternative non-racial reasons. The courts continued to accept these justifications even after the defense obtained the prosecution's notes in 2006. Notes showing that the names of the black jurors were circled, highlighted in green, labeled with the letter B, and rated against each other in case one of them had to be accepted. On the steps of the Supreme Court today, defense lawyer Stephen Bright said racial discrimination in jury selection remains a pervasive problem.
In this case, we have an arsenal of smoking guns. If the courts are going to ignore this kind of discrimination, or if they're going to say if there's one plausible reason out of a whole laundry list of reasons that are given, it's going to mean that there's no protection against racial discrimination in jury selection. And this is rampant in this country.
Inside the court chamber, Bright faced a key question from Justice Ginsburg. She quoted prosecutors as saying they concentrated on the black jurors because of an anticipated challenge to the racial makeup of the jury under the Supreme Court's Batson ruling, which was brand new at the time. Bright replied that historically in Rome, prosecutors always had struck black jurors. In this case, he contended that, as the notes subsequently would show, the black prospective jurors were singled out, intensively investigated, and compared to each other instead of to the whole jury pool. Justice Sotomayor, some lower courts have upheld a strike if they can find one legitimate reason for it. Lawyer Bright replied that prosecutors now come to court with canned reasons and just read them off. That happened here, he said, with up to a dozen reasons offered for vetoing each black juror. Justice Kennedy, if there's such a thing as a laundry list of reasons and some are reasonable while others are not, what should the courts do? Answer, I think that the fact that there is such a laundry list suggests in and of itself that the court should be suspicious of the reasons. Next up to the lectern was Georgia Deputy Attorney General Beth Burton. She faced an array of skeptical questions from justices both liberal and conservative. Justice Kagan, isn't this as clear a Batson violation as a court is ever going to see? I don't think it is, replied Burton. There's a reasonable explanation. She noted that this was the early days of Batson challenges, but pressed by Justice Breyer, she could not explain why the prosecution did not offer this line of argument until decades later. Justice Breyer then focused on the state's argument that the prosecutor had, as he put it, about 40 different reasons, and at least some of them could be valid. Now, if my grandson tells me I don't want to do my homework tonight because I'm just so tired, and besides I promised my friend I'd play basketball, and besides there's a great program on television, and besides that my stomach is upset, so now he's given me 5 different reasons, said Breyer. What do I think of those reasons, since one of them may be valid? Replied Burton, they all may be valid. Breyer wasn't buying. My answer to my grandchild is, look, you're not too tired to do your homework. And I think here any reasonable person looking at this would say the prosecutor's purpose was to discriminate on the basis of race. Burton reiterated that the Batson case was new to prosecutors, but Justice Kennedy interjected, sure it was new, but they were wrong. A decision in the case is expected later in the court term. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.